job of a parent is to mirror the environment the child will mature into, so that when they get there, they have the software that is an appropriate match for it. And a lot of mental health issues come down to a mismatch between the software that your developmental environment produced and the environment you actually live in. And that can happen.
That's why you shouldn't be nicer to your children than the world is. In fact, you're doing them a disservice. That's the devouring mother from the psychoanalytic perspective.
There is no silver bullet when it comes to parenting skills. And I really don't believe that. But I think there's some fundamental pillars that you have to have in order for your child to succeed. And I've always tried to follow that. I tried to give my daughter choice. I tried to also let her know about consequences, knowing that if you don't do certain things, that you are not going to be rewarded. Because in life, when we don't perform our jobs, we don't get paid. If we don't put in certain work, if we don't clean our house, if we don't organize ourselves, we're not going to have a clean house. So it's things like that. That's exactly the mindset I have, that the home environment has to prepare you for the real world, because the real world is going to be brutal. But my daughter has been very, very hard in accepting that. She's had a very rough year in school, roughest I've ever seen, all Fs. And she's also having a hard time with social circles in school. I think that's just the times of middle school and being aware of her body and all these different things. And you try your very best to show her a path. So like what I've done most of this year was to give her tough love, just to take away the things. And she has not responded in any way, shape, or form to any of that stuff. And as she gets older, I realized that at this stage anyway, I think that she's built in a way where she resists any type of challenge, resisting any time of hard work. She wants to be averse from putting in the work. And I feel that we're setting up a bad recipe for disaster. And it's tough for me because I'm only one person, right? And I'm not trying to blame anybody else for anything, because that's not, everyone's doing their part in how they are. But like what happens in co-parenting and when everyone's separate is that there isn't no, you don't have one universal way. So for example, if I'm trying to have a strict diet because I want her to watch her weight or lose weight and get to better shape, it's hard because I could do it here, but I don't have her every day. I have her 3 or 4 days, and then guess what? And then she's seen family, then she's with her mom, and I can't control, or even in school with her friends, I can't control what she puts in her mouth. So what my daughter has always done is that she levitates or leans to the people that she wants to do things with. She wants the candy of life, right? Everything that's sweet, that tastes good, that's what she levitates to. She doesn't want to have the salads of life, which I try to, from my end, I try to give her as much as possible, but there isn't any support around me to show that, you know. And it's tough because when it comes to the other sides of co-parenting, if I try to bring that up, it's gonna make me look, it's gonna be greeted with adversarial, and not like in a bad way, but it's more of, it's not gonna be taken from a place of sincerity. Of at the end, I just care about her well-being. I care about her future. Like, I see these things, these programming mechanisms that are currently instituted as, we have to change these things and we have to really do our best to reprogram. But it takes for other people in other circles that are involved with my daughter to do that as well. And that's easier said than done, you know? And that's what I'm battling. I'm battling that mindset of, like, for example, let's just say school. Like, school for me is something, and I try to tell my daughter all of this. All these things I tell her, but I don't have any reinforcements pushing that mindset. So it's like the importance of networking, the importance of having friends that are higher than you. You want to be around people that can uplift you to their level of thinking, to the way of doing business. And she doesn't levitate to that. So the schools that she goes to, she is around a lot of kids that the mom and dads are either together, but they have a very fucked up environment in the household. And she's being exposed to all of this. And now she's hanging out with these friends that I feel, and I'm not trying to say anything bad, but it's more, they're below her. So what happens in life is that when you're hanging out people that are below you, they're going to bring you down. They're going to bring you to their level, to their issues, to their way of thinking. And I, you know, I as a parent, you try your best to teach your child or to put your child in a better environment that is conducive to them being better. And that's really what it is. You know, when you're a parent, I guess my goal anyway as a parent is for my child to be in a better environment, to be in a have better experiences, to be in better school, to be around better people than I was around. You know, I was around criminals. I was around people that were drug dealers. I was around people that did a whole bunch of bad stuff, stole cars. You know, you name it, I saw it. And that was before the age of 14. So, you know, I'm not trying to repeat that, right? But again, if I'm the problem with my dynamic in co-parenting is that, let's just say I wanted to put her in a private school, that's going to be an inconvenience, and it's not going to be able to be done by other people to support me and help me take her to school. So I will have to take her to school every day. I will have to, you know, I will have to do these things on my own. Not only that, but then I will also have to pay for the school. I will also have to. So I'm playing a large part of both roles. And again, not trying to say anything. It's just reflecting on my own situation, because if I'm trying to put her in a better situation, I have to do most of the legwork, unfortunately, because it's not understood around me. Like, it's not understood that the importance of putting her in an environment or being around people or pushing her to do things that are beneficial to her, to her productiveness as a grown person. And it's a tough deal that I feel what's going to happen is that she's going to go down the path of being around the bad kids, being around this environment of not resisting anything that takes work. And when you're resisting things that take work, that takes effort, what's going to happen is you're going to levitate to the kids that have no ambition, that have no goals, that all they want to do is just gossip, be in the social hour, and you're not doing anything productive. But for her, that's fun. For her, that's where the joy is at, like hanging out with these kids that all they're doing is joking all day. All they're doing is, they don't have any goals. They talk about goals, but they spend most of their time in school doing other things than school. And I just feel that my daughter is the type that when the going gets tough, she gets high anxiety. Like she doesn't step up at times. That's why I have her going to therapy. That's why I have her doing these things. But again, I mean, it takes a village. It really does. And you know, but there's nothing, and again, it's not knocking, because I love the love and the sense of family that she has from everybody. I love that. And that's the way it should be. But it's tough because it's hard to see, but it's also tough because it's hard to have them see the bigger picture. Because from my life growing up, that's what saved me. The basketball saved me, because basketball allowed me to be exposed to people that were at my level, right? That were poor, that were ghetto. But the coaches and the leaders and the people involved with the programs, they were from upper middle class. They were from working class. They were, and what happens is when they take a liking to you and you network within that circle, they expose you to a different world that you've never been a part of. And for me, when I saw that world, I said, I don't want to be a part of this is the way I want to go. Like, I want to be in a house and I want to be able to go to the beach and have a beachfront house and travel. And like, that's more of living, you know, that you as a ghetto kid, you have no clue about. And I try to tell that to my daughter all the time, like that. Most of your friends, like, they haven't gotten a chance to go to Disney as much as you do. Like, you stopped going to Disney because you tapped out, because you didn't find the fun or the magic in it anymore. But these kids that you're around don't have the opportunity to do that. You've been to Puerto Rico. You've been traveled. You know, you've done so many things at a young age that it's going to be hard for other kids to relate with unless you move on up. You know, unless you move up in the rankings of society, you're not going to run into any kids that have those same experiences. Like, we have a neighbor that is like in the same ballpark. You know, we upper middle class, parents work, you know, but they provide her with a lot of experience. So we match on that level. You know, we match, the families match on the things and the experiences that we expose our kids to. But again, I mean, that's something. And then, you know, that friend goes to school where she has similar friends like that. So that's what I'm trying to have her understand. And again, it's hard for the circle around me, the support group that I have around me, to have them understand the importance of these things because they've never done them. It's like, you know, it's hard to help somebody understand something that they've never been through. But it's also hard because they don't want to follow my lead, per se. And that's where, like, the pickle. And it's weird because it's not like I want them to see, like, what's creating the issues, right? Like, not enforcing eating discipline, not enforcing the value of school, and help her understand, you know. And I can't say it because, again, it's like I have a problem. It will cause I feel a lot more tension because that's a sensitive subject, right? So, that's why I'm talking to a therapist, because I hope the therapist, my goal is, I hope the therapist is saying things that I would say to her. I hope that she's, like, when I expose her to other families and other people from my side, that they are saying the same things, because I can't do it all by myself. Like, this message has to be ingrained by multiple people. And I can't do it on the other circles that my daughter's around, because, again, it's adversarial. Like, the perfect world would be, like, somebody on their camp on the other side of the fence, somebody says, you know what, like, you know, the father's trying to do these things. I think you have to either step away and let him run the show, or follow his lead and try to do your part, because, like, we need your child. And it's not like, and again, it's not like a bad thing, because I love the dynamic, the harmony. But I'm a big stickler of, if it's not working, we have to change something. Meaning, we've gone a whole year doing what we've been doing, and it hasn't garnered us the results. So changes have to happen. Like, changes have to occur, because I just said in that clip in the beginning, it's that we're building the software. We have to build her right in our household for her to be ready for the world. And even though she may resist that, it's good to have it here. You know, it's good to have it. And I guess it's something that I the way I see it happening is, she's going to levitate to the candies of life. She's going to go ahead and continue to levitate to the candies of life and keep eating that, keep getting fat, not taking care of her body, just being lazy, not being responsible, still getting F's, not caring about school, so on and so forth. And then being around the friends, being around the cool kids that are all about the gossip and posting stuff on social media. That's what she loves. That's what she enjoys. But she doesn't see that the value in doing good in school. She doesn't see the value in taking care of herself, you know, eating, making better choices, eating. And, like, there is no value to her on that stuff. And no matter how much I try to talk to her, because it's not tasteful, because it tastes like a salad, she doesn't want anything to do with it. And I tried enforcing it. I tried doing so many things, and it just doesn't sit there. But I also don't have the support around me. So it's like, you know, I mean, all I'm going to do is just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, just keep giving her love. And I've been very harsh, but I'm like, you know what? Let me scale it back, because it's creating a negative effect. Like my daughter, again, when you pound on her, she doesn't rise to the occasion. My daughter, like from what I've seen, you talk to her and you take away things, she just goes into a sunken place. Like she doesn't listen to what you say. She just listens to the emotion of it. And I don't yell or anything. It's more of, she just gets in a sad place because she knows that she's disappointing me. Instead of just taking it and saying, okay, how can I get better about it? How can I implement these things? Instead of asking the questions of, okay, how do we go about doing it? And then having the inner drive, she doesn't have that. And I try to instill it. And I'm still going to work on it. I'm still going to keep doing my thing. But it's a very challenging part of life for me because, you know, like I said, I mean, I've been trying to be really hard. But when this blow happened with her friend, she has some school drama that went on. She just went into a sunken place. I mean, she just, if you could imagine how she's acting, just imagine how when you're heartbroken by somebody. You know how when you're heartbroken by somebody you really love and you had that magical experience with them and then it abruptly ends? That's exactly how she's acting. It's like this pain of mourning an experience that you have with somebody that you still see every day. You see the people that are still affiliated with her every day, and it's not the same anymore. And you're having to somehow suppress all those emotions of that experience and try to move on from it. That's what she's dealing with right now. So, you know, I'm not going to keep pounding on her. You know, I think the only thing I had to do was to say, hey, all you could do is learn from this. Make sure that moving forward, you don't make the same mistakes. That's really what it is. You know, I told her a long time ago, and I'm always going to keep saying it, is that there's two ways of learning. Learning from others or learning the hard way. And I think that my daughter so far has opted to choose to live life and learn about life the hard way. And those things, they're going to come and bite her in the ass. And it sucks because, again, it's hard to reprogram and it's hard to create a software where everyone is on the same page. And again, it's not, if you're listening to this, it's not nothing against you guys. It's like, because I love you guys. You guys are great to her. It's that I know that fundamentally we don't see the vision of where we need to be with her at the same. Like, or if we do, like, you're not able to put in the effort and the sacrifices because of other things that are going on in your world. And I understand that. Or it's just something that is foreign science to you. You know, I understand that. And I know it's tough. Like, I guess for me, I'll leave with this, is that I'm self-aware enough to know that if I felt other people were doing a better job in raising my child, I would step back and do it. I would be like, it hurts. It sucks. It's not what I want, but I'm not able to step up and be the dad that I need to be. Because, you know, does that make sense? Like, that's the kind of conversation I would have with myself. I would be like, look, I just got to cut the family a check, cut them a check, and be like, I just got to stay out of the way because I'm either too knee deep into work, or whatever my distractions are or my limitations are that don't allow me to be more invested in working with my child and other people are able to, I have to step back because it's not about me. It's not about my feelings. You know, I just have to be honest with myself and say, you know, I just can't be the dad that she needs me to be. But that's a tough pill to swallow as well. So I understand it. You know, like it's tough. You know, like I've tried to model and sacrifice my career and my life. And I was telling that to my daughter last night. You know, I was, she had me up late night playing with her hair. And I was like, dude, like, I love you, but I gotta get some rest. And she's like, dad, you never take a day off. I'm like, no, I take days off. But the problem is that I have to live, I take time off because I'm always having to take care of you. Like, I'm always having to take you to school. You know, like, there's no one that helps me with taking you to school. There's no one that helps me to take her to the doctor. There's no one that helps me to take you to the dentist. There's no one that helps me to take you to the dentist from my side of the fence. So I have to adjust my life in a way. And unfortunately, what that means is that I have to take time off during prime working hours. And, you know, she's been so used to it that she doesn't understand that. She doesn't understand that, hey, like, dad is cutting, like, for example, today we have a therapist appointment at 10. Guess what? I have to leave here around 9:30. I have to go ahead and get her there at 10. We have an hour. Probably get her something to eat after that. I probably won't be back until 12:30. So we're looking at 2.5 hours, 3 hours. That's 3 hours of work that I have to make up for. And that's the part that she doesn't understand, because I've always been the dad, even taking her to theater camp. I have to take her to theater camp most, you know, like I have to do everything. So it's like, and again, not knocking anybody, because I know the challenges that are going on, and it's not fair to put that on people that are going, they're having their own struggles and challenges. But it's just, it's reminding her of like, hey man, I'm a one man show, and you know, I'm trying to do it all, but you have to work with me here. And she doesn't understand, because she's never worked. She's never had the responsibilities, and she shouldn't know. But I try to explain it to her. But those are things that, as a parent, like it's hard. Like it's hard to have her understand and have the support group be on the same page. It's like, you know, because they don't, people don't understand. Like they don't see the bigger, when you don't see the bigger picture, it's hard. You know, like it's hard because they don't, because maybe your life doesn't reflect it. I don't know. You know, I don't want to go down that route, because I'm not here for bashing or anything. I'm just airing out my thoughts on knowing the importance of programming the child in a way where, and like I said, my apologies to my dear circle of family, of my daughter's family. I'm not like in any, I'm just trying to be open and talk this out loud, because I think you guys are great. I think you guys are awesome. I think you guys are so loving and have given the child so many, it's exactly what I wanted her to experience. I just, like I said, I guess part of me just wishes that I can just be able to lead this charge. Like if any time that I would be given the opportunity to like, look, this is your show, we're staying out of it, we're gonna trust what you do. Like I wish I was given the keys to the car, because I think I can take it there. I think I have the resources. I think I have the time. I think I can do it. And I know there's gonna be resistance. And all I need is like the support of follow your dad. Follow that man. He's gonna get you to the promised land. You know, I hate to say it, because I know my sister went through a similar thing. That's why I am so adamant about, when I say this, I've seen this story play out before. Like my mom wasn't equipped to handle my sister. She wasn't a good enough mother to be hard on her and to force her to follow the path. I guess that's something that all girls do. Girls just want to go their own way. My sister left the house at 15, 16. She left with a friend. And she went through shit. She went, like, life kicked her in the balls. And then some. And what happened was, because of that experience, when my dad ended up being back in everyone's life when I was 20, 21... At that time, I was already in college. So I didn't need, because again, basketball saved my life. Basketball allowed me to meet the people that I met and allowed me to go to university, you know, to college and play and be exposed. It's the most beautiful thing. I'm thankful for basketball. But my sister didn't have that. So when my dad got back around, I was like, bro, I'm good. You don't have to help me. I'm on my path. But thank you though. And then my sister, he had to step in and help her clean up her act. Because my mom at that time just wasn't able to. Like my sister had already moved out of state, and she was living whatever life she was living. So my mom just couldn't do anything at that point, you know? And it's like my mom, looking back, my mom should have realized that she wasn't equipped to raise my daughter. She should have reached out to my dad and said, hey, I'm having a child here. She's going down the wrong path. I need you to help me clean it up for her. And I, like I said, when I see the same stories happening, when I see the same patterns happening, when I see the same, it's like, I'm trying to help my daughter, like, not repeat that. And it's tough because she doesn't want to listen and no one wants to listen to me. So it's like, I've seen this before. I've seen all of this. And I'm just trying to have her, it's like, baby girl, like, that's not the way you want to go. I promise you, that's not the way you want to go. But it's only one voice. I'm only one person, and it's hard. It's hard. So, but I keep loving her. I keep just trying to talk to her and show her the right way. And I, you know, I'm living proof of that. I think everyone tells me, you know, wow, you're such a great dad. I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. You know, I question that sometimes, but I try, you know, I know that I try to create a software program that I never had before and that I wish I had, but you know, the consumer has to like it too. The consumer has to want to download the program as well, and when they don't, it's here we are. Give it time. This ain't my body. Just look me in my eyes, man. Oh, you killing me softly. Now I'm in the class,